Well, you know, we speak to Jason Linnane from Singleton Council from time to time about what is happening around the district, but recently he'd been on a massive challenge for the Mark Hughes Foundation, and I wanted to find out what it was all about, and he joins us to have a chat. Jason, how you doing? How are you feeling after your challenge?
Oh, yeah, going good now, Bear. Had a bit of time to recover, but certainly the first few days afterwards was taking a significant toll on my physical health, but probably a little bit on the mental stuff as well. It was a real unbelievable experience I got to undertake.
So where did you go?
Flew out of Sydney, went to Darwin, and then they bussed us down to basically drop us off at Kakadu, at the edge of Kakadu.
Right.
On Sunday a couple of weeks ago, and we basically then rode and walked all through Kakadu and down to Katherine and around Katherine. So we got the opportunity to experience some of the most amazing parts of Australia at Edith Falls, Jabiru, all through Kakadu, all different parts of Kakadu. It was just amazing.
Did you have to do like a certain number of kilometres a day kind of thing?
Yeah, we're averaging around somewhere between 80 and 90 a day for four or five days. And the funny thing is, it wasn't so much the kilometres that was the killer, it was the heat.
Oh, yeah.
You just can't get away from the heat in Northern Territory 24/7.
It's stifling, isn't it?
Stifling is a really good word. They were saying it was around 38, 39 degrees, but humidity was nearly around 90%. And then we're on the highway. Mate, I think it felt like 45 to 50. And I grew up in Dubbo, so I'm used to a bit of heat, but nothing I've experienced ever before like what we've experienced up there.
So how many people were involved? How many people were part of the team sort of thing?
I think there was 31 of us that actually rode, plus the support crew. And as a group of guys from all over the eastern seaboard, we had people from Brisbane, people from Sydney, a whole of the people from Newcastle, and also the Hunter Valley. That was one of the wonderful parts of the journey. It was sort of like being back in the footy days, where you're spending that week in that team environment, because it was such a challenge. You really needed to lean on each other, needed to rely on each other to help you through different stages of the trip. I found a few times I had people help me out, and there was other days I helped other people out, and that really built a really strong sort of sense of camaraderie amongst the team, and sort of I think I've made friends for life as a result of it.
Why were you doing it? Why were you being part of this challenge?
So there's a number of reasons. First and foremost, it's for the Mark Hughes Foundation and the incredible work they do in terms of funding further research into brain cancer, and also the work they do in funding brain cancer nurses, and having known Mark for 25 odd years, and having an understanding of the journey that he's been on, and how he's dealt with it. Mark Hughes, there's no other word I could use to describe him other than inspiration. The guy amazed me. Every interaction I had with him, even again last week when we were away, just the way he conducts himself, the way he goes about doing things, the way he's taken on this incredible curveball that's been thrown at him. But not only him, his wife and his beautiful children, all his wonderful mates, the guys from Newcastle Nines who surrounded him and helped him deal with it, also helping put the foundation together. And so that was the first thing. It's about supporting that unbelievable foundation, supporting Mark personally. Also got to hear some of the stories of people who are going through that brain cancer journey, and understanding the stats that sit around people who get brain cancer, and they're horrible stats, and we need to do more as a community. And it's one of those ones that sort of stood under the radar for a long, long time, and the work that Mark's doing through the foundation is actually raising that profile. So that's probably the primary reason. But from a personal level, it's a real opportunity to challenge myself. I love giving back to the community. A couple of years ago, you might remember, I'd done that bloody tap dancing.
This is more in your lane, is it, mate?
this is more my go, absolutely. And I kept reminding myself every time I felt really bad, really under the pump, I remembered how bad I felt tap dancing. That gave me an extra spring in my step. But the opportunity to test myself in that environment with a group of blokes who I know are high achievers was really, really good. So, and I suppose the least of the drivers was the opportunity to go and see that wonderful part of Australia, being the Northern Territory, in a completely different way.
So how much money was raised at the end of it?
Probably, and this is the coolest part, and there's so many dimensions that were so great about the whole journey, but we raised just over $520,000 as a group of people.
$500,000.
A bit over $500,000, which is mind-blowing, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. And if I can play my small part every year or two in helping raise money for things like that, I'm sort of helps me sit back and put a, I'm having a quiet beer on a Friday afternoon, feel feel that I'm contributing back to our society.
I imagine from a health perspective you feel great, and from a personal inspiration point you feel great as well. Jason Lenane, well done, and thank you very much for telling us all about your challenge.
Thanks, Bear. My pleasure, and hopefully me telling that small story inspires people to get in and put the shoulder to the wheel and help out those amazing range of charities and groups who need our support across our community.